themselves to the Word of God and prayer. So then after that, being a CEO became the popular thing. And so now, if you're like a CEO type and you build big buildings, and you know, you can let anybody take your pulpit, but that's not important. What's important is that you're a CEO. You see, we're getting away from Jesus. We're acting like the living water is not enough. We need Jesus plus something else. Jesus said you can only serve one master. You can't serve two. If you think you need more than Jesus, you turn into a broken cistern which can hold no water. And you have forsaken the living water. The Lord Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior. If there's nothing else that you get out of this message, I want you to go home saying, praying, Lord Jesus, help me to be satisfied and content with you.
Amen.
You are the living water. When you came to this earth, if the earth killed you, what they thought of you, they crucified you, they beat you, they killed you. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Jesus, I know you're God. I worship you. You're the living water. Help me to be content and to be satisfied with you and with you alone. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, this world is fallen, Lord. And we go through trials and we go through sufferings. And then when we get those little periods of man-made happiness, it's so easy to cling on to that. But I pray, Lord, that whether the days are good or the days are bad, we would acknowledge that you and you alone are the one who quenches our thirst. That you and you alone are the one who satisfies our hunger. May we be satisfied, may we be content with you, the living water. May we be satisfied and content with you, the bread of life. And so I pray, Lord, that we would not be a double-minded people. I pray, Lord, that we would not want something besides Jesus. I pray that we would be a people solely devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior, and that we would be content in Him. And in Him alone. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you and to understand that only you can quench our eternal thirst. And only you can satisfy our eternal hunger. Please help us, Lord, prevent us from turning to idols, broken cisterns. May we find our joy and our peace in you and in your Son and in your Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right, God bless you, everybody.